I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Joe Biden, speaking on the US southern border with Mexico, has called on his likely Republican election challenger Donald Trump to join him in telling Congress to pass a multi-billion dollar border security bill. Speaking in the frontier city of Brownsville in Texas, Mr. Biden said they should just get it done.
You know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen. So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done? Let's remember who the heck we work for. We work for the American people, not the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. We work for the American people. And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. No, I mean this. Think about this. There's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing when we work together.
Both the president and Mr. Trump have been addressing the surge in illegal crossings, a key theme for voters in November's election. International criticism of Israel is mounting over the deaths of dozens of Palestinians desperately seeking aid in northern Gaza. The EU's foreign policy chief described the incident as completely unacceptable carnage. France said Israeli troops opening fire on civilians was unjustifiable and that it was Israel's responsibility to protect the distribution of aid. Speaking before an emergency closed-door UN Security Council meeting, the UN envoy for the Palestinian Authority, Riyad Mansour, said civilians were deliberately targeted.
According to the information that we have, dozens of them have bullets in their heads. It was intentionally targeting and killing. This outrageous massacre is a testimony to the fact that as long as the Security Council is paralyzed and vetoes casted, then it is costing the Palestinian people their lives.
Officials in Bangladesh say a fire at a commercial building in the capital, Dhaka, has killed at least 43 people. Reports said the blaze started in a restaurant and spread quickly through the seven-storey site, trapping dozens of people. Many of the injured had jumped from the building to escape the flames. Mohammed Altaf, who managed to escape, described his ordeal to reporters.
When the fire started in the front and broke the glass, our cashier and another worker got everyone out, but both of them died later. I went to the kitchen, broke a window, and jumped out to save myself.
Rescue workers said the fire was now under control. Fires in commercial and residential buildings are common in Bangladesh. A former US ambassador to Bolivia, Manuel Rocha, has pleaded guilty to working for Cuba for more than 40 years. Mr. Rocha changed his initial not guilty plea in a Miami court where he was facing charges of secretly passing information to Cuba. BBC News. Allies of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say the authorities are creating numerous difficulties ahead of his funeral on Friday in Moscow. Mr. Navalny's former chief of staff, Leonid Volkov, told the BBC undertakers had been intimidated and there was no available funeral hearse nor a venue to hold a wake. He said there was a heavy police presence around the church and cemetery, but Mr. Volkov said the funeral would still take place. The main opposition party in Chad has described the death of its leader as an assassination by the presidential guard. The government said Yahya Dilo had been killed on Wednesday outside his party headquarters. Richard Hamilton reports.
Yahya Dilo was an outspoken critic of the Chadian president, General Mahamat Deby. He was also the president's cousin. The government had accused him of organising an attack on the National Security Agency. President Deby came to power in 2021. He promised to return the country to civilian rule, but delayed it for more than 2 years. The election in May was supposed to mark the end of the political transition. But now the opposition is saying Mr. Deby's main rival has been eliminated.
Guatemala's new anti-corruption president, Bernardo Arevalo, has filed criminal charges against the Attorney General, Consuelo Porras, an official he inherited from the previous government. She's accused of a breach of duties after failing to meet him at a cabinet session soon after his swearing-in. Ms. Porras has called Mr. Arevalo's allegations spurious, saying she's independent of government. The regional grouping of Caribbean nations CARICOM says it's sending a team to Haiti to help prepare for elections after the Prime Minister Ariel Henry promised to hold the vote by August next year. The bloc said the team would assess electoral needs and support the planning process. That's the BBC News.